Hi, and welcome to the Conservative Roots Podcast. Today is Friday, November 26th, 2021. I'm your host, Robert. I hope that all of you had a really wonderful Thanksgiving yesterday, despite all of the left's attempts to make you feel guilty about it, like there was nothing to celebrate, make you feel like you're a bunch of genocidal maniacs for wanting to get together with your friends and family. So I hope you had a good time. Thanks to Joe Biden, or rather the people running the show for Joe Biden and making the decisions for him, I'm sure a lot of you saw massive increases in holiday prices this year, your turkeys, food in general. It's up astronomically. Gas, if you're one of the unfortunate people who had to travel a long way by car, gas is up around, what, $1.20, $1.25 or more, depending on what state you live in, since last year. Unbelievable. But did you see the way that some of the leftists are trying to spin this year? I saw some really great stories. They said to keep social distancing, you can hang out in your garage with the garage door open and people can just, you know, come in and grab some food buffet style. You can all spread out over the yard and everything. Maybe ditch the expensive turkey. Have more diversity on your table, like an Italian feast or something more vegetarian friendly. They love the idea of everybody bringing one thing so that nobody has to incur a lot of costs. So don't actually host. Just everybody make one small thing. They also love the idea of not having turkey at all because they said if you don't serve turkey, a bunch of your guests may not even show up and that can save you a lot of money right there. And what else did they say to ease the pain of Bidenflation during Thanksgiving? Charge your guests money to come to dinner. Yeah, they suggested charging $5-$10 a person. I mean, that sounds totally reasonable, right? The great American tradition of gathering your family together for Thanksgiving dinner and having them hand you a $10 bill at the door as they arrive. Absolutely. That's as American as apple pie. Maybe we all should put out tip jars. Hey, Grandma, where do you think you're going? Hand over that money or no dinner for you, right? It's just absolutely, these people are insane. Who is going to charge their guests money to come to for Thanksgiving? How unreasonable is that? Whatever it takes to change the story from the fact that as soon as Biden was, quote unquote, wink, wink, nod, nod, elected, cough, everything in this country is falling apart. But of course, the media won't blame anything on the Democrats and the globalist, you know, build back better policy. They'll just spin it, start trying to convince you of another new normal again. Just quickly, like that Seth Rogen story out in Los Angeles, right? LA is having record surge in crime, once again, 100% the fault of liberal policy, and this guy tweets about having his car broken into, a bunch of his stuff is stolen. But of course, to Rogan, it's no big deal to have your stuff stolen or your car damaged. I mean, he's worth $80 million. He can replace stuff with ease, he can rent a car, he can hire people to do stuff for him, whatever he wants. And let's face it, the LA, you know, the Hollywood elite, they live in a slightly different Los Angeles than everybody else does. Yeah, why worry about crime and violence when it's nowhere near you? You're in a gated community up on a hilltop. No, you're right. LA's not a bad place if that's where you're living. If it's not on your doorstep, it isn't a problem, right? Well, in any case, I hope that the majority of you got to get together with the exact people that you wanted to, whether that's friends or family or whoever, and you had some good food, made some nice memories. We had a great time. It was a small gathering this year, but a fun one, and the food was excellent. I made a pumpkin cheesecake, which I have to say turned out pretty good. I used to make cheesecakes, how long is it? Over 20 years ago, I guess now. This is the first one in a long time, but it was good. Kind of a nice diversion from typical pumpkin pie anyway. Now, I also know that probably a lot of you wound up in political fights, maybe fights over COVID and how scared we all need to be or don't need to be. This is exactly, remember, what they want us doing. Fighting among ourselves with the very people we're supposed to be closest with. Add in the vicious attacks against Thanksgiving this year and that narrative to try to make you feel ashamed for even wanting to celebrate. And I'm sure it was rough on some people this year. Remember, this is all on purpose. It's all coordinated. And that leads us into today's topic of the new COVID strain. Now, last time I mentioned I was going to do an episode on the left's attack on faith. This does tie into that, but that episode is going to be longer and go through a complex range of subjects. Today, because this is breaking news, I wanted to get into it because I find it all suspicious timing again that here we are 1 day past Thanksgiving, and suddenly they drop this news. Not as it happened, not as they first knew about it, but the vast majority of news outlets today were told to go public, you know, 1 day after Thanksgiving for some reason. Just as we're transitioning into the holiday, the real holiday season of Christmas, here we go. So what's going on? Well, just in time for another one of Biden's dark winters, just in time to blame the unvaccinated, we have yet another COVID strain to panic about. Now, who didn't see this coming, right? Reports all over the world of the vaccinated ending up in hospitals with COVID. You had infection rates in red states like Florida being much lower than the highly vaccinated blue states. People all over the world winding up infected who were double vaxxed. Reports that the vaccines only work for a few months. It was a disaster for them. So now they have a new strain where they can potentially start to shift blame and create a new narrative that we should all blindly follow like sheep yet again. So let's see what's happening here. And as we read these articles together, let's pay close attention to language and detail because language matters. From the Daily Mail headline, new Botswana variant with 32 horrific mutations is the most evolved COVID strain ever and could be worse than Delta, as experts say it may have emerged in an HIV patient. British experts have sounded the alarm over a new COVID variant believed to have emerged in Botswana that is the most mutated version of the virus yet. Only 10 cases of the strain, which could eventually be named new, have been detected so far. But it has already been spotted in 3 countries, suggesting the variant is more widespread. It carries 32 mutations, many of which suggest it is highly transmissible and vaccine resistant and has more alterations to its spike protein than any other variant. Professor Francois Balou, I think it's Balou, I can't speak French, I can't pronounce French, I can only drink their wine, a geneticist at University College London, said it's likely emerged in a lingering infection in an immunocompromised patient, possibly somebody with undiagnosed AIDS. So far, or at least at the time this article was written, there were 10 total cases, but because it's being found in other countries, it's suggested it's highly transmissible. But the part that I love the most was this strain is reported to the WHO this morning, I think, you know, the World Health Organization. It was first detected about 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks. But this guy is going out of his way to say he thinks it's from a lingering infection in an immunocompromised patient, probably somebody with undiagnosed AIDS. Can we see the scientific research he's done to prove that idea? Or is he just spewing thoughts out of his ass at this point and putting this headline out all over the world, putting blame on a group of people that already has a lot of stigma, right? Because is there any definitive research whatsoever that this guy has to make that kind of a claim? It's ridiculous. Changes to the spike make it difficult for current jabs to fight off because they train the immune system to recognize an older version of this part of the virus. Dr. Tom Peacock, a virologist at Imperial College who first picked up on its spread, described the variant's combination of mutations as horrific. He warned that B11529, the scientific name, had the potential to be worse than nearly anything else about, including the world-dominant Delta strain. Scientists told Mail Online, however, that its unprecedented number of mutations might work against it and make it unstable, preventing it from becoming widespread. They said there was no need to be overly concerned because there were no signs yet that this was spreading rapidly. Let's see how long that idea lasts, shall we? 4 infections have been detected in Botswana to date and 6 in South Africa, where variant surveillance is more robust. So depending on who you want to listen to, this is either going to be a lot worse than Delta, you know, spread rapidly and evade all known vaccines, or it's actually weaker and going to fizzle out. Which one do you think we're going to hear about in the media? And quite frankly, would it even matter which one is true? Remember, the efficacy of vaccines are showing to wane, like, what, after 2 to 4 months, right? The CDC and the World Health Organization, they recently admitted it looks like the vaccines aren't working well, which is one reason why they changed the definition of a vaccine to better suit what's going on. Because if you follow what the old definition of a vaccine was, these things aren't even vaccines. And they said people who are vaccinated are still getting infected. They, in increasing numbers, right? And increasing numbers of those people are getting sick going to the hospital, and even dying. That came from Fauci last week. Let me ask you this. This is all blamed on the Delta variant, right? All of what's going on right now. How many of you out there who had COVID were told that you had the Delta variant? Was it proven to you somehow, or did you just accept what they told you? Does any regular civilian out there who's been sick with COVID know what strain they had? And if they were told it was one strain or another, how would we even know? Would you know? Would you care? If the media in the coming weeks now says that this strain is now the dominant one all over the world, and all these vaccinated people who are getting COVID are getting it because of, you know, of this new super strain that's resistant, who's going to question the narrative? Who's going to go out there and say, prove it to me? We haven't so far. I mean, we're 2 years into this, and people just accept the fact, you know, when they came up with the Delta variant, you saw undercover reporters go out and you know, talk to these hospital people and be like, well, how do you know it's the Delta variant? Oh, well, we assume it is. Oh, do you test every patient? No, we don't do that. Okay, so you're just assuming it's Delta. Yes, we are. They could do that with this one too. This would be the perfect scapegoat for the increasing number of fully vaccinated people who are getting COVID. Oh, it's because of this new variant we had no idea it would exist. But now you really need a booster to increase your chances here. Well, in the meantime, Pfizer is in the background, maybe inventing a whole new vaccine for you to take. Let's keep reading. Professor Lawrence Young, a virologist at Warwick Medical School, said, it looks like this mutant strain could be better at dodging vaccine-triggered immunity than other mutants based on its mutations. Now, I don't know if this is anything or not. I don't know if it's important, but he says vaccine-triggered immunity. Looks like it can dodge that. What about natural immunity? He doesn't say anything here about natural immunity. Is it going to dodge that as well? Or are we somehow better protected with natural immunity? But he added, it's always difficult to say just by looking at mutations, and so much depends on how the immune system sees the change and responds. But it looks like just because of the severe load of mutations, some of which we know about quite a bit in terms of harming transmission, it looks like it might be slightly more worrying than the South African variant. Oh, well, then now it is time to panic. Slightly more worrying than the South African variant. And the South African variant has been on our minds every day, as we all know, right? We're all terrified of the South African variant. So if this one is maybe going to be slightly more worrying than that, what are we in for, people? He said it was hard to tell whether the virus would be more transmissible than Delta at this stage. Well, we're never going to know anyway. Professor David Livermore, a microbiologist at the University of East Anglia, oh, there's that name from the past, said the Botswana variant had sparked concern because of its very extensive set of mutations. He said, this increases the risk of vaccine escape, but doesn't prove that it will occur. Nor is the strain's infectiousness clear, and it too will be affected by the spike structure. Kind of sounds like they really don't know anything yet for sure. Not a lot of answers right now, but let's watch over the course of the coming weeks what happens and how afraid we're all supposed to become. One narrative to look out for instantly is the continuation of the pandemic of the unvaccinated. I would look maybe Monday morning for Psaki to come out with that. They might try that first before moving on to saying that it's getting through the vaccines. But here's a little interesting fact. This variant from Botswana, okay, all the people who got it in Botswana were fully vaccinated. That fact was stated by the president of Botswana himself, and they have that in a letter right here from their COVID-19 task force president. And it says, the preliminary report revealed that all four had been fully vaccinated for COVID-19, so again, the vaccines failed to stop transmission. Now, things moved fast earlier today. The World Health Organization called an emergency meeting to talk about this new strain, which actually was originally maybe going to be called NU. Not N-E-W NU, but N-U. But since then, they've gone in another direction. Let's take this article from... Let's go with my beloved Fox News. The World Health Organization announced Friday that it would classify the new B11529 COVID-19 strain as a variant of concern and labeled it with the Greek letter Omicron. Who made the announcement after an emergency meeting of its technical advisory group on SARS-CoV-2 virus evolution? President Biden was briefed Friday on the new variant, the White House said. Oh, I can't wait to hear what Joe Biden has to say. The B11529 variant was first reported to WHO from South Africa on November 24, 2021. The epidemiological situation in South Africa has been characterized by three distinct peaks in reported cases, the latest of which was predominantly the Delta variant, the WHO explains. Well, of course, that's all over the world. In recent weeks, infections have increased steeply, coinciding with the detection of B11529 variant. The first known confirmed B11529 infection was from a specimen collected on November 9th. The Omicron variant, the agency noted, has a large number of mutations, some of which are concerning. Again, pay attention to the language. Some are concerning. All right, so it says here the first specimens were collected on November 9th, but you hear about it on Black Friday, right? Just in time to tank the stock market 1,000 points at one point today. Unreal. Also, and this is just a question here, okay? This variant has a lot of mutations, right? I'm no scientist, I'm no virologist, but I would expect that viruses mutate more and more as they go from host to host, okay? Usually, I'm told by the experts, viruses get weaker as they go along, as a rule, and it's very rare for mutations to create a more dangerous pathogen as it goes on and on. Otherwise, think about it. If viruses got stronger and stronger as they blew through the populations, would we even be around today? All these past viruses throughout history would have gotten stronger and stronger as time went by, as the days turned into weeks, and it would have killed us all. They don't. They fade out. But not when there's a political agenda attached to a virus. That variant, there's not much you can do to be safe, but fully comply to a totalitarian government, then you might stand a chance. My point is, we just saw the very first traces of this strain a couple of weeks ago, right? Yet it has the most mutations. Now, where did it pick up these mutations? Was there a virus particles floating in the air with no host, and it just spontaneously mutated up in the sky and then fell back to Earth into the nasal cavity of some guy from Botswana, some farmer, some office guy? Or could it have picked up all these mutations because it's been traveling through the collective gene pool this entire time? Let's read a bit more. Preliminary evidence suggests an increased risk of infection with this variant, of course, as compared to other VOCs. In case you forget, that's varieties of concern. They also mention that current PCR tests can, of course, accurately detect this variant because there's one genetic marker missing that flags it as this new variant. So the PCR test that couldn't tell you if you had COVID or the common cold now returns as a hero because it can now detect this new Christmas season of doom variant with total accuracy. It's amazing how all this works out. Now, Fauci chimed in this morning when people were asking Joe Biden if he was going to suspend travel for these African countries and anyone who had visited these countries. This was the story just hours ago from Dr. Fauci. Fauci said, "Well, I mean, obviously, as soon as we find out more information, we will make a decision as quickly as we possibly can. You always put these things on the table, but you don't want to say you're going to do it unless you have scientific reason to do it. That is the reason why we're rushing now to get that scientific data to try and make an informed decision about something like that." Well, just a couple of hours later, they were able to make an informed decision. Headline: Joe Biden bans travel from South Africa and seven other African nations due to new highly transmissible COVID variant. Joe Biden on Friday announced plans to restrict travel from South Africa, Botswana, Zimbabwe, Namibia, Lesotho, Eswatini. I have to admit, I have never in my life heard of Eswatini. Mozambique and Malawi. According to reports, Biden's decision to ban travel from several African nations was in response to advice from Dr. Fauci and the CDC. So in just a couple of hours, Dr. Fauci went from "we need more scientific proof" to "yeah, let's ban travel." Now that's weird because I just don't see Dr. Fauci as somebody who flip-flops like that. That's really weird. Now this follows other countries too. The UK imposed a travel ban. I think other European nations followed suit. Israel also detected their first case, so are we going to ban travel of people from Israel as well? Just wondering. Jerusalem from the AP. The Israeli Health Ministry says it has detected the country's first case of new coronavirus variant in a traveler who returned from Malawi. The Health Ministry said in a statement Friday that the traveler and two other suspected cases have been placed in isolation. It said all three are vaccinated, but that it's currently looking into their exact vaccination status. That means they're fully vaccinated. You seeing a pattern here? We're going to see how they're going to spin this, but they have their bases all covered. If they push this variant, they can say it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. If the vaccines don't work like they don't work for Delta, they can toss in, well, the mutations are giving us issues. This can be an excuse for more boosters, maybe even an entirely new vaccine to be made by Pfizer. They can really spin this any direction that they want. One thing is for sure, whether this turns into the biggest news story of the winter to make sure that your Christmas is ruined and that you're going to live with the correct amount of government-approved fear, or whether this entire story fizzles out in the next couple of weeks and, you know, nothing comes of this variant, what is not going to be promoted or talked about at all is your freedom. That you can take to the bank. All right, that's it for tonight. Short one for a Friday, Black Friday, in fact. Kind of looks like sales are going to be dismal today compared to previous years. Who could have guessed that? Maybe instead of leaving out cookies and milk for Santa this year for free, you can charge them $10. Democrats would love that idea. Unless it's a non-white Santa. Don't forget. Have a great weekend. You can find me over at TikTok at Conservative Roots Podcast and at conservativeroots.net. I have apparel and things like coffee mugs and tumblers and stuff like that. Enjoy the leftovers, and I'll talk to you soon. Have a great weekend.